Good evening, this is The Big Show on Sin 90.7. Thanks for tuning in once again. We've got another show lined up at you, which should be decent proportions.
Decent proportions indeed. We've got some good stuff to talk about. Well, we're going to be talking about something that happened to us literally on the way through.
Yes.
Couldn't resist talking about it. Talking more about when you see some old people on scooters on the roads, always quite humorous. We're going to talk about, well, bear with us. We're not talking about the Kardashians again, per se. Their names will be mentioned, but more about ridiculous names and what the heck they've got themselves into. We'll have our patented Elvis song, of course. We're talking about Cordial being dead, aren't we, Daniel?
Yes, Cotties has ran into a bit of a ditch here, so we've got some interesting stuff to say on that.
We're going to talk about a taxi driver that wasn't very nice to us, isn't that right?
We're also going to talk about that. That's very true. It seems to just happen all too much. Maybe it's us, you could say, but I don't think so. We're also going to talk about these pink carriages that people have been considering bringing in Melbourne for women's safety. So that's another thing we're going to cover tonight.
As well as other stuff here and there. Kanye West will make an appearance with his mural and wanting to get it taken down.
Of course he will. So that's a very interesting one. We'll be sure to cover that. We will enjoy it very thoroughly. But before we get started, we're going to firstly go off to a song. This one's by Alicia Keys. This is Empire State of Mind Part 2, but Broken Dreams.
What's going on? You're listening to The Big Show on Sin 90.7 with Chris Owen Higgins. That was Alicia Keys with Empire State of Mind Part 2. Am I correct, Daniel?
Indeed you are.
Now, we're going to start off talking about some real interesting names that are going around. If you haven't been keeping up with the news, apparently it's a big thing that Rob Kardashian has now proposed to his, well, he's now, what's the word? Fiancée.
Yes, fiancée would be the correct word. Black China. Now, can we just say Black China, that's spelled B-L-A-C, space, capital C-H-Y-N-A. So that's Black China for you. That's his fiance. Now,
can we just stop for a minute?
That's ridiculous. Am I?
Come on.
That must be going too far. That's a shocking stage name.
We've talked about names before on this show, stuff like, Blanket and all those kind of weird names. But
we have indeed, and we're going to speak about them a little bit more.
This
but
is
I've,
something.
I've actually got the origin of the name Black China.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear it. Please.
If you care to find out.
Please tell me the origin.
In true Kardashian fashion, they've partnered up with... I shouldn't say what I was about to say. We'll go straight to it. Black China was a stripper, and she got her name from the owner of the strip joint, who was also called Black China. He was named Black China because his skin tone was dark, and he had slanted eyes. So, thus, Black China was formed. And because she was also in the dark skin tone nature and had slanted eyes, she was also called Black China. So that's where Black China came from.
But is this her actual name?
Like, no, this is her stage name, and it's been changed.
Her name's been changed to
Black
China?
Her name is Black China. Now, another one.
Wow.
Another one. Her mother's name is called Tokyo Tony.
Tokyo Tony?
Yes.
One word or two?
We thought it was just two words. We thought it was just Tokyo, but doing a bit of research.
Is it spelt like the country?
Yes, T-O-K-Y-O space Tony, T-O-N-I.
Tony.
So there you go.
Oh, my word. This is just a rabbit hole of absolute craziness.
It's just a whole bloody car crash.
And the father?
The father we actually thought was named King, but again, we did a little bit of research. We were actually wrong. The son of Black China and her ex, Tiger, is called King Cairo Stevenson. So
my word.
Tiger's real name is Michael Ray Stevenson, so they've named the child King Cairo Stevenson. And there's a bit of a strange thing in the air.
Bit of a love triangle here, I can see.
Exactly. I'm going to let you go into this one. But firstly, Rob is now engaged to Black China.
With a very impressive ring, my
very dad. Impressive. We saw the photo.
Unbelievable stuff.
But what's the deal with Black China?
Well, this is unbeknownst to me, but you recently informed me when we were standing outside the studio. But in fact, Black China used to date. They weren't married, were they? I think they were dating.
They were engaged.
They were engaged to Tiger. mm-hmm. who currently is the flame of Kylie?
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie yep. Jenner. Now, Tiger's like 24 or something, isn't he?
Yeah, something.
And dating the 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. I think it's a bit weird to start off with, but mm-hmm. we'll move on from that. So, yes, they used to date, and Blac Chyna and Tiger had a child.
Indeed.
As we stated, and that one is King Kairo Stevenson. And now, Tiger's dating Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm. This and Blac Chyna's dating Rob, and they
engaged
share a child.
So this is... How, that's some real, that'd be some real family get-togethers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's that family's in shambles. Could you imagine what bloody Rob and Kylie be talking about? And then you've got your ex, who's also the father or mother of your child, at the other end of the room. My goodness, it'd be a disaster, wouldn't it?
I don't understand how this stuff happens. How do they let it happen? Like,
I don't
come
know,
on.
But seriously.
And as to make note of this, they've only been dating 3 months.
Yes, yes, that's another good point that we forgot to mention. But, you know, Tian, love's love, each their own.
Love is love, yes. But they've only been dating 3 months and they've already proposed. So they've clearly found the one.
They're moving very fast. So I think we all know that Rob's possibly made a terrible mistake. Gold digger in the air. I'm just going to call it now.
Well, we could know, and maybe Kanye could actually sing that song to her.
Well, maybe he could.
Maybe.
Oh, it's a whole family triangle. Of course they could. It goes full circle, doesn't it?
Tell you what, it'd be a...
Yeah, go on.
Well, I mean, if someone really looking to get themselves well off, you're looking in the right family.
You're looking in the very right direction. But they've got some crazy names in terms of children in that family already. They've got bloody Northwest. So can you imagine what's going to come out of bloody Robin Blac Chyna?
I think I've got a new name already... for you, Daniel.
Yeah, go on.
You'll now be known as... White Melbourne.
Oh, thank you very much.
White spelt W-H-I-T. Melbourne spelt M-E-L-B-O-N.
So Wit Melbourne.
But White Melbourne pronounced.
Okay, well that works. But yeah, imagine they've got a son already. She's got a son already called King Kairo. So she's got to top that and she's got to beat Northwest. So
we could be in for a real treat coming up. So
it
we'll,
could go either way. I mean, we'll, you got names like Apple, which I believe is Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's first daughter's name. You've got another one called Pilot Inspector, which is Jason Lee's child. So he's the bloke, the main character from My Name Is Earl. You got Blue Ivy walking around the street. So, yeah, my goodness, seriously.
Crazy scenes down in Hollywood, seriously.
Seriously, it's absolute madness.
Well, as we said, we don't want to talk about the Kardashians too much, so we're going to go to our next song.
Yeah, we are going to go to our next song. And this one is, a real oldie. But a good one. It sums up this situation perfectly. We'll keep it quick. It's A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3 and he didn't leave much.
So that was The Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. We hope you enjoyed the flashback to the old.
Truly did.
To the older days. Now, TN, it wouldn't be a Wednesday night without a debacle on the way to sin, would it?
Without something happening.
Without
you're not wrong.
Without a bloody disaster. So, first things first, if we don't cop it in the McDonald's drive-thru line, we're going to cop it on the road somewhere. Something's going to happen.
There's got to be something.
You can never call it off because there's always something that's just going to bite us in the bum.
Usually it's roadworks in the Eastlink Tunnel or something. But because we're always so prudently on time, there's no need to worry because we always leave a nice buffer.
Oh, we leave well early these days because something always happens.
We're prepared
sure
for
enough,
it.
Well, sure enough, we've copped it.
Anyway,
we're
driving down Eastlink, making good time, making very good time.
On and fire, then, lit. We were.
And then suddenly we see slow down to 40, roadworks ahead. Mm-hmm. And we're like, come on, what's going on here? We start driving, and then we see a sign saying 3 lanes close, merge to the final right lane.
Yeah, to the fast lane on the right.
Which is fine.
Four-lane highway. Everyone's got to move over to the far right lane.
So,
sounds simple.
You'd think so. So, Daniel, with your expertise in driving, you move immediately to the right lane with plenty of time so you don't have to stuff around because the signs have given us plenty of time. Isn't that right? And then you get the jokers who are going right into they're in the second furthest right lane. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to use this to get in front of people. I'm not sure if they're just trying to do that or they just have no idea. And they just go dead ahead. They try and cut through the traffic. And then they make the situation worse. Like, it's already bad enough that 3 lanes are cut off. They make the situation worse by going in this third lane and trying to push into the fourth lane. And the nerve, there was a bus in the lane, wasn't there?
This was a real scene. So there was a bus in the left. He had no intention of moving off into the right.